Welcome to Beverage Chronicles, the show where every pour tells a story. I'm Gary Monteroso. My co-host Michelle Lamb is off this week. Every episode of Beverage Chronicles provides the latest beverage news from around the corner and around the globe. And whether it's beer, wine, spirits, coffee, or the newest zero alcohol trends, we're here to keep you informed. But we're not just about headlines. We're here to help you make smarter choices. From insider buying tips to budget-friendly recommendations and seasonal must-tries, our goal is to guide you through the ever-growing world of drinks with confidence and curiosity. So settle in, raise a glass, and join us as we explore the stories, the people, and the flavor shaping today's beverage landscape. This is Beverage Chronicles. Let's get started. And one of the highlights, I think, of today's show is an interview that I recently did with Sarah Fleisch, who is the Senior Director of Policy Research and Development at Instacart. Instacart is a leading grocery delivery and pickup service in the United States and Canada, and it's accessible through its app or website. And it connects users with personal shoppers who pick, pack, and deliver items from nearby retailers, often with same-day service. So with the holidays here, I think it's appropriate that we pass on some of these tips to you. And I think you'll enjoy the chat that I had with Sarah Fleisch. So let's get started. First, a little bit of beverage news. On November 15th, the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in California marked its 45th anniversary. Over these years, the brewery has grown far beyond what its co-founder, Ken Grossman, ever imagined, and it continues to expand. That expansion has been primarily fueled by the popularity of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, one of the brewery's original three beers. Although their porter and stout didn't quite capture the public's palate as much, Pale Ale has played a crucial role in establishing the third largest craft brewing company in the United States. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale is arguably the only beer that has maintained its relevance for the past 45 years. The public's preference for domestic and imported lagers has fluctuated, with brands like Budweiser, Bud Light, Modelo Especial, and Michelob Ultra coming in and out of favor. The Boston Beer Company, founded in 1984, even had to reformulate its flagship Boston Lager in 2023. Similarly, New Belgium Brewing Company, established in 1991, also had to adjust its flagship Fat Tire Ale in 2023, after which it nearly vanished from public awareness. When Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was first introduced, there were around 40 breweries in the nation. Today, that number has skyrocketed to well over 9,000. Grossman notes that while consumers enjoy exploring new and diverse beers, Pale Ale remains the go-to choice for many, reassuring them that it will always taste just as it did, no matter where they enjoy it. At that time, it was definitely a distinctive beer to enter a market dominated by light lagers, Grossman recently said. It was expertly crafted from the start, and it continues to be brewed to the highest standards using the finest ingredients. In contrast, the recipe for Sierra Nevada Pale Ale has remained unchanged throughout its 45-year history. We've maintained the same yeast, the same whole leaf hops, and the same bitterness level, Grossman explained. And we bottle condition, which requires significant effort, but is essential for quality in a distributing brewery like ours. Over the past 45 years in the beer industry, various trends have emerged and faded. We witnessed the light beer wars, the low-carb craze, and the competition to create the most bitter IPA. Additionally, when craft beer enthusiasts sought out hazy brews, there were whispers of brewers incorporating flour into their beer to enhance its turbidity. Amidst all these changes, Sierra Nevada consistently produced the pale ale that serves as the benchmark for all others. Brian Grossman, the chief brewer and son of Ken Grossman, stated in an interview, "As long as I am chief brewer, we will not change this recipe." There's no denying that Sierra Nevada Pale Ale stands as the model of pale ales. Although sales of this iconic beer remain robust, they have been outpaced by the Hazy Little Thing, Sierra Nevada's Hazy IPA. Hazy Little Thing was the first Hazy IPA to be distributed nationally, and it has now become Sierra Nevada's top-selling beer, ranking among the most popular Hazy IPAs in the United States. Sierra Nevada even played a role in establishing National Hazy IPA Day. Now, this is merely the latest example of Sierra Nevada's beers that could be deemed examples of their respective styles. Sierra Nevada Celebration Fresh Hop IPA is regarded by some as the greatest of all time winter seasonal beer release and was among the first to be brewed with fresh hops. Meanwhile, Sierra Nevada Bigfoot is considered the epitome of barley wine. Ken Grossman remarked, as a company, we're striving to do what's right for our communities and our employees. The current market is highly competitive. We aim to ensure that we have a profitable company that can sustain itself. Additionally, we want to give back and support our community. So that's our story on Sierra Nevada. And now let's get right into the interview that we did a couple weeks ago with Sarah Fleisch, who again is the Senior Director of Policy Research and Development at Instacart. With the holiday season quickly approaching, millions of Americans are preparing to host or attend a family gathering. And there's some new data released from Michigan State University, which shows, no surprise to you, that grocery prices are rising this year. And in fact, prices are at least 2.7% higher than a year ago and remain more than 25% higher than 5 years ago. And as people are working to find ways to make their grocery budget stretch for the holiday season, grocery delivery services are seeing a surge in new users. And a company called Instacart is releasing its 2025 Economic Impact Report, highlighting how services support grocers, create jobs, and expand access to fresh food. And along those lines, we are honored to have Sarah Fleisch, who is the Senior Director of Policy Research and Development at Instacart. Sarah, thank you for joining us here on Beverage Chronicles.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be on to talk about our new report.
For people who don't know about Instacart, can you just briefly tell us what it is?
Of course. So Instacart is a grocery delivery company, a technology platform that essentially connects retailers with shoppers and customers and CPG brands. So it's a four-sided marketplace. What most people think about when they think about Instacart is the ability to go online or on the app, place an order for groceries, and have it delivered right to your door that very same day.
And we should mention that the website, I believe, is instacart.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
And the services are available in all 50 states.
That's right. Instacart is available in all 50 states. We actually reach over 98% of households in the United States. So our reach is pretty far and wide.
That is amazing. And I'll tell you, I was looking at the website last night, and there's some really good deals that you guys are offering.
Yes. So when you shop online on Instacart, one of our biggest goals, one of the things that we're working on day in and day out, is to make it affordable. And so there's different promotions available. There's the ability to link your retailer loyalty account for different retailers on Instacart. We really want to make this not only a convenient service for people, but also an affordable one.
And I do want to ask you, let's get into that report. Tell us a little bit more about this 2025 Economic Impact Report.
So when most people think about Instacart, as I said, they think about the convenience of ordering groceries and having them delivered right to their door that very same day. But what they often don't see, and what we really took a look at with this report, is this entire four-sided marketplace behind every grocery order and every grocery delivery. And the impact that Instacart and Instacart orders are having on the shoppers who pick, pack, and deliver the groceries, customers who use the service, retailers, and CPG brands. And what we found is that nationwide, more than $22 billion in additional revenue and 237,000 grocery jobs have been created for grocery stores, for local retailers. We also found that shoppers have earned $24 billion shopping through Instacart, and customers have saved $3 billion across North America.
That is a great bonus for people. I'll tell you what, that's fantastic. And, you know, especially, like I say, with the holidays right around the corner now, prices, as we mentioned, are going to be increasing. And this is changing, as you mentioned, the way people are shopping for their groceries.
That's right. It's changing how people are shopping. It's giving them more options of retailers to choose from. It's allowing them to discover new brands. And what I think is really exciting in releasing this report is we're showing that every time someone places an order on Instacart, that order is having a ripple effect across their local community. It's enabling retailers to thrive, shoppers to earn, and brands to really connect with new customers.
People are trying to eat more healthy foods, more nutritious foods. How important do you feel it is to expand the availability and access of these foods to people, especially to those who live in maybe a more rural area?
At Instacart, we're all about giving people more choice. And so we want to enable people, regardless of where they live, to order groceries, including fresh produce, nutritious options. And so we are making that more possible. For example, someone might live in a community where their local store does not have a lot of fresh options. But if they shop on Instacart, they can shop from a retailer that's further away that they might not have the time or the ability to get to, and have that fresh produce delivered to their door.
For someone who has never used a service such as Instacart, a grocery delivery service, for example, and they're considering it, what advice would you have for them?
I'd say go check it out. Go on Instacart.com, get the app and start to explore. What people find when they start using Instacart that's pretty exciting is that you can choose to shop from your favorite retailer that you always have shopped from, but just in a bit more of a convenient way. Or you can choose to explore a retailer that you wouldn't have shopped at before because it's further away or you just haven't taken that opportunity. And you can explore the kinds of products they have and maybe find something different or something exciting. So it enables you to have more choice. And so that's really the main reason why I encourage people to use the service. But additionally, again, when you place an order on Instacart, you're also helping your community. You're sort of building up that local economy of people and businesses. And so that's kind of an added bonus for shopping on Instacart.
And again, we are speaking with Sarah Fleisch, who is the Senior Director of Policy Research and Development at Instacart. There are many retailers that you guys have aligned yourself with. I'm reading over 1,800 realtors and more than 100,000 stores. So there's access to so many different products.
That's right. We have an incredible amount of selection available in terms of retailers and in terms of products. And our reach is pretty incredible. So we reach 98% of households in the United States. We reach 95% of households in low-income, low-access areas, often called food deserts. And so we're giving people throughout the country a lot of exposure to retailers, big and small. And it's exciting to us to both be able to support customers in making those choices and also support retailers who are always looking to compete and who through Instacart and partnering with Instacart can come online and share their business with additional customers.
And this is a relatively new company. I believe Instacart started about, what, 12, 13 years ago?
We were founded in 2012, yes.
In San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay. And yet the expansion has, as you mentioned, covered all 50 states, even into Canada, I believe.
That's right. Yes. We're in the United States and Canada and serving customers across all 50 states in the United States and DC. We also serve customers through the ability to use EBT SNAP in all 50 states and DC. So we're really constantly looking for more ways to serve more people.
If people are interested in finding this economic impact report and learning more, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So you can learn more about Instacart or try the service at instacart.com. And you can read the full economic impact report at instacart.com/econreport.
Sarah Fleisch, we really appreciate your spending time with us here on a busy day for you. No question about that. This is kind of a media tour for you, isn't it?
It's been great to talk to people in different parts of the country about what we're doing.
Excellent. Sarah Fleisch again, Senior Director of Policy Research and Development at Instacart. That's instacart.com. Fantastic. Sarah, thank you for joining us here on Beverage Chronicles.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
And that's it for this week's Beverage Chronicles. Gary Monteroso saying you could follow us on beveragechronicles.com or on social media. And we will see you next week with a very special guest.